Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season, with this special edition from the Landward Poetry Project, inviting poems from all over Wisconsin. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem by Ashling Meehan Fanning of Madison, Wisconsin. Natural Perdition. We who live in Wisconsin watch our places change. Our barns fade and go down. Our once field sprouts warehouse-sized stores. And because we live here, we see those changes in real time. Here is Natural Perdition. Carved out patches of poplar, dogwood, and nannyberry make room for billboard Jesus. In another life, I knew him only in church. Small, gilded body held by the Holy Mother. Here, every roadside barn is painted in his pale, flat image, lost of any royalty once had, practically invisible. An old farmhouse outside of Toma, falling apart, abandoned to leaf rot. Upstairs, windows gape open, ghost inviting. The center of the home, where a kitchen once stood, grows a tree. Limbs stretched out the doorless front to a yard blanketed by lady slipper and trailing arbutus. Leaves budding green, waxy, coiling around crumbling plaster, deserted electrical wires, the tree is unaware of its unnatural nature inside the brick. It bursts forth like a religious affront under the force of no God, devil, only sunshine and rich soil and the prayer of rain. You have been listening to a poem by Ashling Meehan Fanning of Madison, Wisconsin, Natural Perdition. This poetry is brought to you from the Landward Poetry Project with the support of Community Radio WDRT and the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets, celebrating reading, writing, and fostering poetry. More information at WFOP.org. Many thanks to volunteer and poet Isaiah Yanish for his help in producing this program. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. You can find more of my work at CatherineYoungWriter.com. Podcasts of this recording will be available at WDRT.org. Today I'll be reading a poem by Kate Maud of River Falls, Wisconsin. Around 1960, my grandfather lost the farm. After his cows got sick with mastitis, I've only been told the story as one detail of our history. I was never told of sleepless nights preceding the move to town, or packing carefully wrapped juice glasses and bedding in bulging boxes, sweaty hands streaked with newsprint. It was one piece that came before my grandfather's garden behind the house in the city, and the green cupboard in the basement full of canned beans and carrots. The farm was lost before he traveled to the fjords of Norway, before he sold Fords, before my grandmother started teaching. He lost it before he taught his grandkids to tie a knot that would keep the hook on the line, before he showed them how to roll the lefse, and before they all refused to try the lutefisk. Before his son lost his hair just like he had, and before the usual things like cancer. It was before my son was born, and well before I watched that boy disappear down the alley on two wheels, before my daughter and I pulled over in the car not far from where my grandfather had farmed to watch dozens of grackles pulling themselves into the sky. It was before I began cataloging items in our garage, knowing everything must go sooner or later. It was long before the late night when I drove that same road his farm had been on, trying not to think of anything at all as I went to the hospital where my mother had just died. It was before this cold January air filled our nostrils, froze our eyelashes, pricked at our ears just as it always does, and before the past seemed to have as much force as a pebble dropped from an open palm. You have been listening to a poem by Kate Maud of River Falls, Wisconsin. Around 1960, my grandfather lost the farm.